Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, October 31st, 2012. End of the month here. Happy Halloween, unless you're in New Jersey, because apparently they're going to postpone theirs for 5 days. And I'm sure all the little kids are going, oh, gee, I wanted to go get my candy tomorrow and tonight or anything. And, well, it's just the way it is. Governor Christie has said Halloween is postponed for 5 days for safety, and I think we agree with the decision, but I imagine the kids are a little bit frustrated about that whole situation. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is in our control room managing the warp drives and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A reminder that tomorrow, Don Wiskin will be joining us about Extendivite and Proposition 37 and all of this mounting evidence that of all these bad drugs and bad food and tinkering with the code of life and everything. We're going to be talking about that. Friday, of course, Claire will be joining us in hour number three. And today, in hour number three, we'll be joined by Lynn Armstrong Coffin, who is the creator of the Punching Politicians. And if you're watching on Justin TV, you'll see a couple of them back here that she sent me. And they're kind of a fun little novelty toy. And we're going to be talking about that as we head in 5 days away from the election and see the two politicians battling it out. Although the battle appears to be mostly between the vote riggers and the American people are just sort of being shoved off to the side and say, yeah, go stay at home. We'll vote on your behalf or something like that. All righty. Let's see. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, everybody is trying to maximize or exploit the storm Sandy for their political gain. And we knew this was going to happen. Al Gore is out there already blaming human-caused global warming for Hurricane Sandy and what a horrible storm it was. And by the way, there have been far worse storms in that part of the country going back, if you look at the history of these storms. But Al Gore's out there saying, see, this proves there is global warming, and we, you all have to pay carbon taxes and buy my carbon credits and all the rest of this stuff here. Now, let's be honest, the man is a moron. More to the point, he is not a scientist. He did not even do well in his mandatory science classes when he was in college. He's just a politician selling an agenda of carbon taxes and carbon credits from which he hopes to make millions. He wants to do to planet Earth with carbon dioxide what Enron did to California with electricity, and it is not a coincidence that Ken Lay helped Al Gore set up the financial structure for all this carbon trading that he's doing around the world. He wants to be the world's first carbon billionaire. So one more time, because I'm seeing this pop up all over the place. Oh, it's global warming, you know, blah, 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 even as, you know, snow is falling all over the Appalachians right now. One more time. Heat alone does not create storms. Storms are caused by a temperature differential. And severe storms are caused as much by upper atmosphere cooling as by surface warming. In fact, the atmosphere heats and cools much faster than the ocean and the ground does. Now, the proof that we have of this, that it's temperature differential, not just temperature, can be seen on Jupiter, Saturn, and the other gas giants in the solar system, which have monster cyclonic storms larger than our entire planet. Yet their temperatures are hundreds of degrees below zero. You need to remember, Al Gore once claimed the temperature of the Earth's core was millions of degrees. And it's actually about 5,000 degrees centigrade. So he's not a scientist. He's just out there selling you more of that global warming snake oil, and he doesn't know when to quit. And everybody's pounding on this issue again. And Chris Matthews, apparently, not having any hard science to deal with, is on TV saying that global warming deniers are pigs. That's the word that he used. So when the science is against you, argue the logic. When the logic is against you, argue the science. When both the science and the logic are against you, you call the other side names. And that's where Chris Matthews is right now. So we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the aftermath of the storm Sandy, hurricane-ish Sandy, and everybody is trying to exploit it any way they can. We had that preacher yesterday saying, it's God's punishment on the gays. Okay, then why is he wrecking the homes of the heterosexuals? And just going on and on. Now, there is a website that is supposed to be Syrian, claiming that Syria and Iran manufactured the hurricane and directed it against the great Satan. And this thing is so stupid on the face of it, it's got to be another one of these Israeli propaganda stunts. And it is. It's just complete and utter nonsense. But everybody is trying to take advantage of this. Remember, Rahm Emanuel used to say, never let a good crisis go to waste. Something's happening. How can I use this? Not how do we take care of the people, not how do we prevent this from happening, but yes, we've got to have disasters and terror attacks and tragedies because that's how we can whip up public support for whatever the agenda is. And even the U.S. government is doing it because they're using Hurricane Sandy to duck responsibility for having messed up the economy. They're now saying, oh, we really have, the economy was just about to turn around, but, you know, Hurricane Sandy is has harmed our housing recovery, really. Quite the contrary. I think a lot of people are going to have to buy new houses now, whether they want to or not, which kind of gets back to that ludicrous story we were talking about yesterday. This Keynesian economist was out there penning an editorial saying that the hurricane was good for the economy because it was going to force people to go back and borrow more money from the banks at interest. And this is a good thing. what they like to call the broken window analogy. And so I guess this guy thinks the Titanic was a good thing because it forced the White Star Line to have to buy a new ship. Or, the San Francisco earthquake. Oh, what a wonderful thing that was for the economy because all those San Franciscans had to borrow money from the banks to rebuild their homes that were taken away from us. So I guess the next time one of those Chicxulub lube-sized asteroids comes down and wipes out almost all the life on planet Earth, this moron, this Keynesian economist is going to think, it's good for the economy. The survivors will have to go back to the banks and borrow more money. And that sort of gives you the worldview of what's going on there in terms of the minds of the bankers here. Now, FEMA is still out there saying there is a possibility that in some parts of the country, the elections may be delayed because of Hurricane Sandy, which will give the vote riggers that much more time to rig the machines and do whatever else is, they're going to be doing. And, of course, you can alter the outcome of the election just by changing which neighborhoods get their electricity turned on first and which ones are left to the tail end. So there's all kinds of maneuvering going on. They're not even trying to hide the vote fraud anymore. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more in later on in the show here. But everybody is just trying to take advantage of this to advance whatever their agenda happens to be. By the way, speaking of disasters, which this Keynesian economics professor thinks is a really good thing, a rather interesting story surfaced about the Titanic. Apparently, documents have just been uncovered revealing that just before the Titanic sailed, there was a safety inspection that said your ship is not safe. It needs 50% more lifeboats. And the White Star Line ignored him and sailed anyway because they needed to get to New York for the publicity and everything. So once again, when you have a major disaster like this, it's because of the money junkies. Safety decisions should never be allowed to be made by money junkies. Actually, economic decisions should never be allowed to be made by the money junkies. And it all comes down to this idea of who owns the money in a nation. Well, if the wealth of a nation is produced by the labor of the nation, then the currency, the money, belongs to the people. And that's the way the United States was originally set up. But in the eyes of the money junkie bankers, the money should all belong to them, and they'll loan it to the people at interest. And that's really the fundamental difference between this private central banking model and an economy that's actually going to work for the nation. In an economy that works for the nation, the money belongs to the people. The government will administer it, make sure it is uniform, accurate weights and measures, but it intrinsically belongs to the people of the nation and should circulate through commerce without accruing interest to a private central bank. Once you are forced to go to a private bank to borrow the currency, you are slaves. That's why we fought a revolution to get away from exactly that kind of a system. And here we are back in that same slavery, courtesy of a very corrupt Congress and a very corrupt president back in 1913. Now, Romney has apparently flip-flopped. We were had the link to a video yesterday where he was saying during the debates that he thinks, you know, FEMA should go away and it's immoral for the federal government to provide disaster relief funding. And apparently Romney has said, I guess that's not going to look too good on those voters up in the New England area. So now he's flip-flopped and said, oh, yes, we've got to take care of the people. And it's just a reminder, this guy just says whatever he thinks the people in front of him want to hear. And we have no clue what's really going on inside that man's brain, except for that one video that was shot without his awareness, where he talks about, it's not my job to take care of the 47%. On that very subject, I want to make a brief mention regarding this problem with the fungal meningitis epidemic sweeping the United States, traced back to this Massachusetts pharmaceutical company. Okay, at least 344 people in 18 states have been infected, 25 have died so far. Don't know where it's going to go from here. But it turns out that a Massachusetts regulatory agency had already found, the New England Compounding Company, which is where this contaminated medicine is coming from, repeatedly failed to meet accepted standards in 2004. But a reprimand and urging of correction against the New England Compounding Company was withdrawn by the Romney administration in deference to the company's business interests. We can't waste money on sterilization and keeping the place clean. It's going to cut into our profits. The stockholders will be very unhappy. And so then Governor Mitt Romney spiked regulatory enforcement of that pharmaceutical company. And that is just basically going to tell you, as goes Massachusetts, goes the United States of America. This guy will allow companies to cut safety corners to maximize profits, and you will all pay the results. Whether it's money wasted on cleaning up oil slicks or people dying from contaminated medications, Romney let this happen. And I'm sure he didn't intend for people to be getting sick. He's just looking out for, you know, his business buds. You know, we got to make more money. Making more money, that's the top morality of the United States government right now. Now, speaking of making more money, the U.S. government continues to spend it a lot faster than you and I can make it. And the Treasury Department has said it is going to hit the latest congressional debt limit before the end of the year. Now, there are emergency measures in place that will allow the Treasury Department to keep on borrowing more money to keep the government operating into next year. But it's just a reminder, it doesn't matter how much we work and sacrifice, the government just continues to spend out of control. And it borrows more money from the Federal Reserve, on which your great-great-great-great-grandchildren will be enslaved to that accumulating compound interest debt. And they think this is really kind of cool. And they're going to keep on doing it as long as you let them do that. It is a failed system. Even the IMF says this whole private central banking model has failed for the nations and for the people. It's a runaway success for the owners of that private bank, their little legalized counterfeiting operation they've got going. But it doesn't serve the people, and it doesn't serve the nation. It gets right back to that core question. Who really owns the money supply of the nation? It should be the nation and its people, not a bunch of private bankers. It doesn't work. It never has. Every nation with one of these private central banks loaning the public currency at interest leads to massive poverty, unemployment, starvation, and hunger. And, of course, the bankers are just living extreme wealth. And, you know, it's all on belief. You go along with it only because you believe this is the way it's supposed to be, that those numbers on those spreadsheets, those pieces of paper, actually have some validity in the real world. They don't. Economics is not science. It's a religion. It's a bunch of arbitrarily created rules and commandments based on a set of beliefs you are all indoctrinated with in state schools. So that you grow up thinking, well, it sucks, but this is the way it's supposed to be. No, it isn't. This country was created fighting a revolution against this very sort of banking system. And when you have these private central banks, sooner or later, they lead to war, to distract from or to rebalance an out-of-balance, naturally unstable system. We have people who are out there saying that we're on the verge of a financial meltdown that's going to be far worse than 2008. 50% of the global gross domestic product, China, European Union, U.S., are in recession. More than half the planet is in recession. You've got Europe's banking crisis. The gold has gone missing. Nobody can find the 11th marble. And they're saying the Federal Reserve is running out of options to keep the situation going, because if they keep on printing, the dollar will collapse. They're in a corner. They're in a corner. And I know the Federal Reserve is out there saying, as long as we have ink and paper, we will keep this Ponzi scheme going. They've reached the point where any more ink and paper money is going to crash all of the ink and paper money. Just absolutely destroy it. More economic news. General Motors, remember, after all that subsidy taxpayer money poured in, they've seen a 12% profit drop, supposedly from what are called warranty costs. In other words, these cars and trucks, which are supposed to break down after the warranties expire, they're breaking down just a little too soon. And General Motors is having to actually pay to repair these defective products. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
That maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And along with GM, their profits are down because the cars and trucks they're making are failing before the warranties expire. And so they're having to spend money to gosh darn go out and fix those trucks. Those things aren't supposed to fall apart until after the warranty expires. Then they go and buy a new version of the same crappy car or truck. Because that's the American way, you know, planned obsolescence and forcing you to buy the same thing over and over and over again on credit. Because it's good for the economy to keep you slave to the banks here, so forth and so on. Navistar International Corporation says it intends to close a truck assembly plant in Garland, Texas. That'll be 900 jobs gone as well there. Panasonic is forecasting a $9 billion loss amid falling sales. Gee, that's odd. We took all this money away from the consumer to bail out the banks, and now the consumers aren't, they're not buying stuff, and all they have to do is go to the bank and borrow back their money at interest, and they can buy all kinds of stuff. Why aren't they doing it? Kind of a funny situation. And let's see, Eurozone unemployment has hit a 17-year high last month in September. And some places in the European Union, they are above 50% youth unemployment. Kids just getting into the job market, just out of school, cannot find work. So, it's getting bad over there. There is no 11th marble. There never was. Now, we're not seeing a lot of it in the American media, American corporate-owned media, rather. It's certainly all over the alternative media. But this situation regarding the gold owned by Germany and held in the Federal Reserve is turning into a firestorm in Germany, where the German people are up in arms and German politicians are siding with the people and saying it is time for the Bundesbank to get a full accounting. Is the gold there? Is it all really gold, or is there a bunch of tungsten bars over there? And they're saying, you know, forget about this, you know, a little bit every year for the future, that it should all be brought home now. And so this is going to put the German politicians on one side and Merkel and the Bundesbank on the other. And the Bundesbank and the Federal Reserve and Merkel don't have a legal leg to stand on. When you own an asset and you put it on deposit in some kind of an institution, you retain the right to always make sure that institution is not mishandling your asset. And we're seeing the Federal Reserve just blocking and denying. There was that ludicrous story that was in Germany where the Bundesbank told the German auditors, the German government auditors, they couldn't inspect their gold in Great Britain and in France because those gold depositories don't have visitor rooms. We're sorry. There's no visitor's gallery. You can't look down and see your gold. We're sorry. That's it. End of story. And, of course, we had that ludicrous editorial from CNBC the other day saying it doesn't matter if the gold isn't really there as long as it's written on that piece of paper from the Federal Reserve that your gold is still there, then everything is just fine for all legal purposes and apparently for some illegal ones as well. But as all this paper funny money in all of these countries that are enslaved to these private central banks begins to collapse and lose value, the one asset these governments have that is a hard asset to preserve their wealth is the physical gold. And over in Germany, the German people are very concerned that the Federal Reserve has robbed them, pulled off the biggest gold heist in history. And every citizen of every nation whose government and banks have put their sovereign gold in the New York Federal Reserve, they need to demand an immediate audit all at the same time so that the Federal Reserve can't just pile it all in one vault and say, see, there's Germany's gold, and then the next day they move it over to Italy's vault and say, see, there's Italy's gold, and the next day they move it over to Spain's vault and they say, see, there's Spain's gold. It's got to be audited all the way from top to bottom. You got to go in there with a hospital ultrasound machine and test every single bar, because that ultrasound machine will immediately reveal if there is a tungsten core in a gold bar without any kind of destructive testing. This has to be done. And the Federal Reserve and the Bundesbank have no legal or moral grounds to refuse. They're covering up a crime. CNBC's helping them do that with this ridiculous comment about it doesn't matter if the gold is really there or has tungsten cores. They act like they're guilty. They act like they've got something to hide. So Germany wants to see their gold, and they have every they don't even need to explain. They don't even need to explain. They don't have to explain. When you go into your bank and you want to pull money out of your savings account, you don't have to explain to the bank, I needed to buy groceries this week. When your money is on deposit in a bank, when your gold is on deposit in a bank, you have a right to remove it without explanation. So this is going to get really, really ugly, and the longer the Bundesbank and the Federal Reserve refuse a complete audit, the more and more guilty they look. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
How do we stop this evil from moving forward? Dehumanizing, or we're supposed to hate? How can we stop this atrocity of war, which destroys our conscience to the point of no return and numbs us to the murder of innocence? As we try to run away from the constant nightmares of the dead.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go to the phones. We have Buzlo. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Aloha, and what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, it's Buzlo.
Buzlo.
I just wanted to ask you about the ramifications of the gold being missing, Germany's gold being missing at the Fed. I mean, really. Let's just look at the worst-case scenario. If it's gone, so what? Accounts aren't settled in gold anymore between nations.
Yes, they are.
So they'll
just pay
them off in dollars and say bye-bye, right?
Wait a minute. The fact is that Germany's property has been stolen, and it does matter. And by the way, the reason the gold is there in the Federal Reserve is because governments and international banks do settle their accounts in gold. And so, you know, this idea, you sound like you bought into that CNBC editorial that it doesn't really matter. Yeah, it matters. If you take your gold and leave it in your safety deposit box in the bank and you go back and they say, well, we can't let you in the safety deposit box, but trust us, the gold is still there. You going to go along with that?
Oh, no. But see, this is the thing. I'm not defending it in any manner. I'm just saying that look at the people that have claims on the ETF. I mean, what was happening in the past is they would come and ask for their metal, And they would say, well, you know what, we don't actually have it, so we'll just pay you a little bit more money. Now, like I said, I'm not advocating it, but in the end, what's really going to happen? Most people don't even know the role of gold in the monetary system. The amount of money
we're talking about is not something that can be come up with easily. I think if Germany, if you look at the volume of gold involved, if it's not there, I have absolutely no doubt that the U.S. government will say, well, we'll just give you its equivalent value in Federal Reserve notes. But Germany's going to understand the only way they can get those new Federal Reserve notes is to print them up, and that's going to devalue all the Federal Reserve notes, and that's going to crash the dollar. Plus, there's an issue of trust. Remember, the justification back in 2008 for this policy of looting the American people and giving the money to the banks to cover up for this mortgage-backed security fraud was in order to preserve the trustworthiness of the American financial system. If it turns out that Germany and all these other countries' gold that is on deposit in the Federal Reserve is not there anymore, that trust is going to be broken. And that's why it really does matter. And the people of Germany have a right to know if their private central bank, in collusion with our private central bank, has pulled off one of the biggest gold heists in history. Goldfinger for real. Although, to be technically accurate, Goldfinger didn't actually steal the gold of Fort Knox. He was trying to make it radioactive. But the bottom line here is when you're dealing with highly inflationary currencies, preserving your wealth in metals makes a lot of sense. And the idea is that the Federal Reserve could print up, you know, trillions and trillions of fresh new paper notes to give to Germany, but 6 months from now, they're not going to be worth anywhere near as much. The reason to have the gold was to preserve their wealth. If they accept a paper certificate for it, that wealth preservation function is gone. And this is absolutely why it's important to know what's really going on. And all of a sudden, the refusal of the Federal Reserve, the threatening to literally crash the U.S. economy rather than submit to an audit, starts to make a lot more sense. The fact is that we know that in many cases, some of that gold was dumped on the consumer market to keep gold prices down. We know some of that gold was leased to other parties who needed to have a supply of gold for some of the financial transaction they were doing. And in the economic downturn, those people who leased the gold may not be able to get it back. So there's a huge gold shortage. And just like the gold and silver EFTs are oversold, it appears that the gold at the national level has been oversold on paper, and there isn't enough physical to cover all of the demand. And that's why this is such an important issue. And I think this is obviously what's going on, or CNBC would not have written that absolutely ludicrous article saying it doesn't really matter because it's all just numbers on paper. Well, we all know that numbers on paper are a recipe for financial disaster for the people of a nation, whether it's the United States or Germany. And it all comes down to this idea of trust. If the rest of the world cannot trust the American financial system, it's all going to come crashing down. And maybe it should. Maybe it is time for this system to come crashing down. When you look at all the damage and destruction the Federal Reserve and Wall Street has inflicted on the American people and the people of the world, and the inevitable progression of increasing debt leading to a world war. Remember, before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. They came into existence together. Maybe they can go out of existence together. That would be my hope. Because if the Federal Reserve were to come crashing down right now, this agenda to conquer all of the world's oil-producing nations to get them to accept only dollars for their oil, that goes away. And the motive for this world war vanishes like a soap bubble. And that would be a really good thing to have happen. So the reality is we can expect the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve and the Bundesbank to fight this thing tooth and nail, and their only excuse is saying, you must trust us that your gold is still there. That's the only argument they've got, and I think given how many times we've seen the bankers lie, whether it's LIBOR, the mortgage-backed security fraud, governments lie about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, the people of Germany are not going to take the word of the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve on anything. They have a moral and legal right to know for a fact their gold is still on deposit at the New York Federal Reserve, that it is in fact pure gold and not a bunch of gold-covered tungsten bars. They have a legal and moral right to do it. And those who are trying to stand in the way, the Bundesbank, the Federal Reserve, have no legal standing to refuse. That's basically where we are right now. All right, moving over to England. excuse me. Treasury officials in Great Britain are telling the members of Parliament that all of this quantitative easing that they're undergoing is experimental. And they're saying it may have helped the economy short term. They really don't know what the ultimate outcome of all of this quantitative easing is going to be. And I think the same can be said here in the United States of America. Remember all the promises? These were going to create jobs. They were going to revive the economy, and they didn't. All they did is bail out Wall Street's banks from their self-created disaster at the expense of the American people. And they're still continuing. Every month, the Federal Reserve creates $80 billion in new currency, loans it to the American people, in essence, and by giving it to the banks to buy the toxic asset, the fraudulent mortgage bundles, to take them off the books at the banks and give them freshly made cash in its place so that they stay solvent and they can declare profits. But they're not profitable because they're doing good business. They're profitable only because their toxic assets are being transferred to the American people, and the Federal Reserve is just creating all this new money to give to them to keep their liquidity going at the expense of the American people. The simple definition of bailout is taking $1 trillion from the American people and giving it to the banks so the banks can then loan it back to the American people at interest. That's all a bailout is. They're robbing the poor to give to the rich because supposedly somehow it'll trickle back down to the poor, and it doesn't. And I'm sick and tired of being trickled on by this government. Now, apparently one of the prime minister's top advisors has quit his government job to go to work for this company called Wonga, which is a payday loan firm. It's being basically viewed as a legal loan shark. These payday loan companies where, you know, I got to pay my electric bill today, but I don't get my paycheck until, well, I don't know when I get my next paycheck. That's part of the problem here. And they charge excessively high interest rates. And they have come under severe criticism. And now we find a top advisor to the British Prime Minister is leaving the government to go to work for them because, hey, they got tons and tons of money over there because they're robbing the poor to give to the rich here. Now, over at Barclays Bank, they're posting a new major loss, £47 million pre-tax loss, and it's facing two new corruption investigations by U.S. authorities. They're all crooks. Do you get it yet? The bankers are all criminals, whether it's the mortgage-backed security fraud or LIBOR or any of those things. They are all criminals, and none of them have been arrested. As a side note, Iceland's economy is now growing faster than the U.S. and the European Union. What did they do different? Very simply, they arrested the crooked bankers and they put them in jail. They fired the government that helped the bankers loot the people. They wrote off all of the debt that had been arrived at fraudulently, which was most of it. And Iceland's doing great right now. And you never hear about that in the American corporate-owned media. They don't want you slaves to get uppity ideas that maybe these Wall Street criminals ought to go to jail. Because heaven forbid, those Wall Street criminals, they own most of those TV and radio stations in the United States. And by golly, you will not bite the hand that drops scraps to you from their table. But that's the reality over there. Even the IMF said what Iceland did worked for the nation and for the people. And the reason we're not doing it in the United States of America was a policy decision made in 2008 by the Bush White House to cover over the mortgage-backed security fraud, to make good the losses on the backs of the American people in order to preserve the trustworthiness of the American financial system. And it's for that same reason they will fight tooth and nail to prevent any kind of an inspection and purity testing of all the gold that's supposed to be there in Federal Reserve building on behalf of all these other nations and banks. There has to be a full and complete audit. Not just a viewing of a bunch of gold bars in one closet and we say that's Germany, and the next day they move it over to the next closet and say that's Italy's gold, and the next day they move it over to a third bin and they say that's Spain's gold. Because they will do that. That's why they got into this mess. They play fast and loose with the rules. They cheat, they lie, they steal to do whatever they need to do to keep the little scam going here. Now, over at UBS, apparently 100 investment traders showed up to work yesterday and found that their security cards wouldn't work. And that was the moment they learned they had all been fired. And the reason UBS did it is they thought that if the traders were inside the trading floor when they were informed that their jobs were gone, they might tap something on those little keyboards that might hurt UBS. So it was a very disrespectful and rude way to inform these 100 people that they'd lost their jobs. Show up the next day, nothing works. They were met on the sidewalk and said, sorry, you're gone. Anyway, Portugal is announcing higher taxes to meet European Union bailout terms. That's going to spark riots and protests over there. Every government solution to this mess is raise taxes, cut spending, raise taxes, cut spending. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. This new world order is a global fascist dictatorship where all the wealth goes up to the top and all the poverty and starvation and GMO food and contaminated pharmaceuticals are sold to you down at the bottom on credit. Now, over in Libya, they were getting ready to have a vote on a proposed coalition government aimed by the country's new prime minister. The new prime minister, the newly installed U.S.-approved prime minister, made up a list of people and said, this is going to be the new government. We got to have a vote on it. Protesters basically halted that, which is a reminder. The people of Libya do not like their new U.S. puppet regime. Fighting is still continuing in places like Banwalid. The situation in Benghazi is getting more and more fuzzy with things that are going on there. And Libya is just, it's a mess. And the U.S. government wants to pretend this is a done deal and we don't need to look at it anymore. You know, go and look at Sudan or something. We're done in Libya. They're not. No more than they're done in Afghanistan or even in Iraq where fighting continues. Now, over in Turkey, which has thankfully backed off its rush to war with Syria, Turkish police are having to use tear gas and water cans against Kurdish protesters who are basically saying they want their own autonomous zone. They want increased rights under the law. And so it's down to violence and firebombing and water cannons and tear gas. The whole world is rising up in protest against the money junkies. Now, here's a positive story. This came out of Canada. I like this one, by the way. There's this owner of a vacant factory building in Souris, and he has made an offer to his local business community. He will rent that factory building for just $1 for the first year, as long as the new tenant creates local jobs in return. I think that's a very responsible thing to do. Obviously, the building's been sitting there empty for quite some time. And so the owner of the property said, look, anybody who will come in and start a business that provides local jobs, you pay $1 rent for the first year in business. I think it's a very, very good idea. Wish more people were doing that. I'm sorry, we have a caller on the line I was neglecting. Werner in Canada. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. You mentioned there about the gold, and
yes.
I was wondering what happened to the gold that had been looted by Japanese troops out of Southeast Asia before and during the Second World War. And
well, I don't know. I wasn't there at the time.
What I understood, the amount is basically staggering. Anything I read anything from 14,000 to 40,000 tons of gold.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't get your point. The issue here that we're talking about is there is supposed to be a certain volume of gold in the depository at the Federal Reserve Building in New York City. And that gold is owned by countries like Germany and France and Spain and so forth and so on. The gold is supposed to be there. You know, whatever happened to the gold, you know, during wartime, gold gets confiscated, you know, prize of war. When Germany lost World War II, a lot of their gold was grabbed and taken to the United States of America. When Libya was overthrown and Gaddafi murdered, the gold that was supposed to be backing the gold dinar has vanished and nobody knows where that went either.
The same thieves are always involved in all those heists.
Well, it's entirely possible. But the issue that we need to keep before the eyes of the audience right now is the gold that is supposed to be in the Federal Reserve, the gold that was deposited there by countries like Germany, may not be there. Or the bars that are there may be more of these tungsten, cold-covered tungsten fakes. We need to know, because if that gold isn't really there anymore, then somebody has stolen it, obviously somebody with inside access to the Federal Reserve.
Well, like the $2.3 trillion that were missing, according to Rumsfeld, out of their defense budget.
Yeah, but that wasn't in gold. And yes, that was scandal.
No, I know, but as I say, thieves are all over. And where do
well,
you find
yes,
thieves?
Absolutely, thieves are all over. But let's focus on this one crime because this appears to be the record setter. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Aloha, welcome back to the show. And before we get back to the serious news, there is an interesting little video which we have linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And the headline for it is Meet John Corzine's Daughter. And it's daughter in the spiritual sense. And it's basically this girl who with her friends decided they needed some money to go shopping and just ripped off an envelope of cash from a Girl Scout cookie sale stand. And she got caught, and she's angry that she got caught, you know, and she was already in trouble, but doesn't have a shred of remorse for her crime. And it's just a reminder that when you have a corrupted government of money junkies, it will create a society of corrupted money junkies. This girl in the video has absolutely no concern for having harmed the Girl Scouts. There was just the envelope full of money. They wanted to go shopping. Boom. Took it. They caught me. It seems to be an attitude problem in our society, where as long as you get the money, that's all that really matters anymore. We've lost our moral soul in this country. You know the old saying, the fish rots from the head, and that's certainly true. All hierarchical structures, whether it's a corporation or a country, inherit the manners and morals of the people at the top. And I don't mean that phony morality where they're getting up there and saying, I'm opposed to the gays and all the rest of that stuff. I'm talking about how these people really are when nobody's looking. Now, yesterday we got our copy of the AARP magazine, and normally I don't spend much time with it, but I chanced across this one article, Confessions of a Con Artist. And I went to their online version, and I linked to it so that you can read it by going to whatreallyhappened.com. And it is an article that everybody, not just older people, young people too, need to read this, because it is a portrait by a con artist who just made millions of dollars with all these scams. And the reason it stuck out at me is he's talking about these TV commercials they ran for some of their scams, where they knew they were going to take people's money and never give it back, and they hired big-name stars like Adam West and Ernest Borgnine to come on out and pitch these things for, like, phone card vending machines and airport computer kiosks and all this other stuff, and they just were ripping off people left and right. And he describes this psychology of the time where it didn't matter what you were doing as long as the money was coming in, and that is exactly the money junkie mentality. And it's not a coincidence he was also a drug addict. And he got caught. He pled guilty to a single charge of mail fraud, for which he went to prison for about 3 years. And now he's on the other side. He advises fraud protection departments of various corporations and so forth. But you need to read this to understand that just because you see it on the television set, and just because there's a big name star pitching it, doesn't necessarily mean it's a good product. So it's Confessions of a Con Artist, One Nation Under Scam. And we'll be back after station identification.